Hey everybody, Del Beatry here from The High Wire. Well, this is going to be our first show back in 2023, and I have to say, it looks like a brand new world ahead of us. In fact, where we used to be fighting to talk about vaccine injury, now it seems that everyone's talking about it. A new Rasmussen poll shows that 1 in 4 Americans believe that they know somebody that was killed by the COVID-19 vaccine. And later the same day that that was released, we watched the tragedy unfold during Monday Night Football when the player DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field.
How can this happen to a 24-year-old athlete in the prime of his life?
Are those two things linked? I don't know, but I'm going to talk to one of the leading heart specialists in the world, Dr. Peter McCullough, to see what he thinks.
The issue is what caused it.
And then when we think about products that may be endangering us, especially drugs and vaccines, can you imagine the FDA just starts relaxing all safety trials? Well, that's what just happened in the FDA Modernization Act. Now they're gonna replace animal studies with computer modeling? That might be good for PETA. I doubt it's good for us. And then an attempt to investigate what is really going on behind the news that we've been reporting, I'm going to sit down with ex-Green Beret soldier Michael Yon. He now travels the world. He considers himself an insurgency specialist, but he's focused on the famine that seems to be looming in the future of the world.
Pandemic, famine, war. Triangle of death. They always go together.
What is that all about? What are the strings that are attaching everybody diplomatically to these issues? We're gonna get into that conversation this week. Don't miss The High Wire this Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We're turning over a new page in a new year.